Hi, this is the 7th episode of Everything and Anything with Leo Sun & Company. Right now we're in Mr. Ferguson's room, who teaches AP Language Arts and Composition. And we're currently doing test corrections. Well, two of us are doing test corrections, and the other two are working on their homework assignment. Please introduce yourselves.
I am Bennett Walknick.
What?
Introduce yourself.
What?
Introduce yourself.
Hi.
Say your name.
Brayden.
Huh?
Say your name.
Oh, Jack Sababic.
All right. Introductions have been a bit rough, but...
Well, we're a little rusty.
It's been a while.
So, we're kind of... Ben was kind of... You know, we were talking about this earlier. Like, how do you become a book narrator for Audible?
I feel like that would be sort of like a side quest of life. Just kind of have your own audio.
Like a bucket list?
Check it off the bucket list.
Book narrator. I know, like, a good narrator, there's, like, two good things to be a good narrator. One, you have to seem engaged in a topic, like, interested by it. And two, that you're, like, what's the word? You're, like, an expert in the topic. Like, you're a credible
Zach, this
source.
This is not your handwriting.
Oh, my gosh. For viewers who don't know, or listeners, Jackson isn't very good at drawing or writing, and yet he has this... thing in this folder that is completely out of this world. What is it?
I don't know.
In this yellow plastic folder, we have a picture of... It looks like a Native American woman by a tree, and there's a giant grasshopper eating her. And it says, "They will devour you and your little children, just as the locusts devour the leaves." Oh, this was made by Harriet Johnson on October 10, 2022. This is a very good drawing. Bennett, any plans for the weekend?
Not that I know of, really. Tomorrow, planning on going to see the school play, which is supposed to be interesting.
Yes, the junior senator, right?
Yes.
By Paul. This.
We have one of our actresses right here, Danielle.
Danielle, you're in the excellent school.
How would you describe the junior senator?
Am I allowed to swear?
Sure.
Ass.
Like a donkey, like the Republicans.
Quinn is a Republican.
It's related.
Wait, no.
Well, actually, the ass are the Democrats.
Shoot, you're right. I'm thinking big elephant.
Yeah, well, it's
you
a
know,
big elephant, too.
If you
too.
Really squinted and were blind in most of your eyes, you'd probably have a hard time telling the difference between those
This
animals.
Is why you shouldn't vote based on images, but rather the actual, like, issues they're supporting.
Is this for the play?
Yeah.
The play is 4:20 at 7 p.m., 4:21 at 7 p.m., 4:22 at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and 4:23 at 2 p.m. Don't come by.
So, wait, what
An
is
interesting
this?
Interesting little view of the play there.
4:20 also happened for happy 4:20. Today's notable birthdays are Adolf Hitler,
Augustus Dorn, and my brother Brecken Walker.
Is there a similarity between all three of them? I think so.
Probably.
All very eccentric men. Yes.
They probably wouldn't like that comparison, Hello. But hey,
yeah.
It's just the reality.
Reality of life. Fate plays away.
Hello.
Brayden says hello. Do you have any special hellos to go to? You want to give a shout out to somebody? Brayden is looking around.
Ben from Quebec, Canada.
Who's Ben from Quebec, Canada?
He speaks French. Ben Quevillon, I think is how you say it, the last name.
What? Porque?
What?
Well, how do you know this, Ben?
Robotics.
Like, were they playing for Quebec?
Or playing for Quebec.
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 Quebec. Quebec.
Or like, did you meet them at regionals or what was
US
it?
Open.
US Open?
They were the best team ever.
How do you say Quebec?
Quebec.
Quebec? Quebec.
I say Quebec. I
Ben.
Quebec.
Even if it's like the correct pronunciation, I don't care.
You know, I spent like 3 years of my life on like Duolingo, specifically in like French, and like
Why?
I literally did not know. I don't know because I went to France and then I decided to do Duolingo afterwards.
You don't remember?
I had like a 1,137 day streak or something.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That is a lot. That's 3 years of my life, and I don't
Bennett
remember a single word in French.
skill review question two.
Yes. All right, Jack, you have any plans for the weekend?
I work.
Where do you work, Jack?
Woodcrest of Country Manor in St. Joseph.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Would you recommend it for our elderly listeners?
Absolutely. I'll get you your drinks.
Would you look at that? I would want to be served by Jackson James while I'm in my older days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of reminds me. The Nerf War, we could talk about that.
Oh, yes.
So for context, there's this... do you want to explain it, Bennett?
Yeah, the Apollo Nerf War, which has been going on its second year this year.
At least under this current administration.
Yeah. The current administration, which has had its controversies, but all administrations do. And we've seen to smooth it out a bit, and we've had a pretty solid
year. No conflict of interest this year.
No. Very good.
Yeah.
Our team has done pretty well.
What's our team name?
Our team is the Church of Jesus Chrysler. I'd say we're probably second within the power rankings of the teams.
We're like a, if we think about it like in like a, you know, like major power, like superpowers, we're probably one of those two. You know, minor powers might include like not or nothing. Actually,
they actually got out.
Shoot, yeah, they don't include. They're
actually the only team that's eliminated.
Yeah, that team's gone. Never mind.
Although we, like everyone else, are quite far behind O'Block, which currently, as of this morning, is at 17 kills, I believe.
Their sphere of influence reaches as far as St. Joseph.
Yes, it does. We, at one point, had caught O'Block inside of a Culver's, eliminating two of their members. However, one of them has revived. They're at four players currently, which isn't a great situation.
Considering the maximum amount of members on the team is five.
Yes.
All right, let's review loadouts. Jack, what's your loadout?
I've recently acquired a Roblox ray gun from Target for $11.99, and I also have another Nerf gun. I don't know the name of it, but
is it an actual Nerf gun? I thought you had a not a Nerf gun. It was like a Dark Blaster.
I have a knockoff like Nerf rival one, but I haven't been using that because it's even more unwieldy. And I think it's like the Nerf Elite Disruptor or something.
Okay.
So that's for more like we were gonna go out and fight someone like planned. But then the Roblox ray gun is for like discreetness and stealth, you know.
What's your play style? How would you describe it?
Right now it's pretty passive. I actually haven't done anything.
On the other hand, I currently have five Nerf guns in my car alone.
If you need any Nerf guns modified, let me know. I'll do it for free, probably.
I might take you up on that.
Me too.
If I have time.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm going to be gone.
That's right.
I have a personal favorite of mine, the Jolt, which I've had
classic
for many years.
It's a classic.
The Jolt for viewers who don't understand the whole Nerf.
About one of the smallest Nerf guns ever produced. It is.
Unless you just
smallest.
Use like a dart pipe. Just.
Yes, unless you use the large straw and a blow dart configuration. It is the smallest Nerf gun.
It's the foundation.
Single shot. Fits into a pocket easily, can be tucked into a waistband unnoticed.
I like the try one. It's the one where you have like two Nerf bullet darts and then like a, it's like a Jolt, but like with just a little holding rack for like the, you know, darts.
Oh yeah,
that one's
ammo capacity.
Otherwise you could just do me and I don't know, buy like a, I somehow found like a Chinese like ammo rig and there's just a picture of me with like all the darts like in the thing, so I can just open the pouch and just take them out and fill them in.
My other guns, I have the, like, I think it's called the Triad.
I think that's the one I have.
Yeah, it's like the Jolt, but with three barrels instead of one. That is another one I keep on me very often. I also have, I don't know the name of it, but it's a Nerf Mega gun. Just a six-shot revolver, a simple, standard, gets the job done. And just last night I added Nerf Rival Vision, which has a built-in magazine, which holds 8 rounds. Very fast, very accurate. A good gun for going and getting a kill.
Bengali should add the rule, if you kill somebody, you get their gun as well.
Ooh,
that'd be nice.
It's like Battle Royale, though. Okay.
And all their ammo.
So, like, last month preparing for the Nerf War, I bought this motorized, like, it's not an official Nerf product, it's like a dart blaster, but it works pretty well. However, they don't allow automatic blasters after last year. But the thing is like, the argument pay to win is what's being applied to motorized. However, in my eyes, you could buy a really good, you know, like a spring dart for like $500. Is that still allowed then? You know, I feel like, you know, it's just like a tank in, you know, modern conflicts. Like, sure, it's an old platform, but people still have to make new ways to fight against it, you know? And like, it was a changing factor, you know, the First World War, and they had to develop things to go against it. So, you know, in this war, people have to find ways to, you know, change against it. That's why they should let me have my thing. But I don't really care. Otherwise, my thing is that, like that Nerf Rival, no, not Nerf Rival, the Nerf Elite, like the pullback, 6-cylinder.
That's like the one I have.
What's it called?
I call it the Disruptor, but I don't know if that's what it's called.
They have like Nerf actually, like releases the same product, it's just a different color.
It's probably like the same thing, but yeah.
Anyways.
Today for lunch we're having a sloppy joe and a whole grain bun with a side of potato smiles.
I love eating the smiles of my enemies.
Me too.
Jack, you gonna do much in there for next week?
I don't know. Maybe. But I also like not being dead in the Nerf War. Unlike
Augustus Dorn, yeah. Who was tragically killed
in the line of duty.
In his sleep. The opposition Oblak was led into his house by his sister. Just an awful human being.
Traitorous. Disgusting.
This were a couple decades ago. Probably would have been hung and quartered by now for such a treasonous act.
But
yes, let me bring out my Nerf musket.
Load the spring in, then the bullet, jam it down.
That's an actual thing. Like people 3D print those. But, like it takes our, like half a minute to rip.
Our gunpowder, powered Nerf blaster lab.
Yeah, there's no rules against
it. There's no rules against it.
Steam powered Nerf blaster.
And it builds up pressure. Steam. At the end of the release valve. And
you could do like archery, I feel like. You know, like those Nerf blasters.
Oh, like the Nerf bows?
Yeah.
Or if you use a real pneumatics arrow, is allowed. But you just put a dart on the end of it.
Hydraulics.
Pneumatics is allowed. Because like half of the ones that are allowed are pneumatic and spring loaded. So what's stopping us from like attaching a CO2 tank to one?
Jack, what? What do you think? Just get a real bow and arrow. Just put a dart on that end of the tip.
Yeah, like an actual arrow.
So fly as far.
Yeah. It
won't hurt as bad.
As bad. What if the arrow goes through the dart?
Oh, you don't put the sharp part. You just take off the sharp part.
You know, I think we need to go to like a more lethal platform. I'm describing small plastic BBs. Or heck, even metal ones, right? And, you know, they gotta come out. You know, we can call them like bullets or something.
You put thumbtacks in there.
Thumbtacks. That's just like those tank ammunition. The like AFPS or something.
I heard
the thumbtack breaks apart. Yeah. All right. Any last? Okay. What's a tip for the last week of school?
Last week of school, study.
Jack, what's your tip? On how to eat a banana.
Usually you want to peel it first. That's would be the most efficient way to start it off. And then you want to take bites of the banana until it's gone and you just have the peel.
What do you look for in a good banana, Jack?
Good flavor, but also what I'd argue is just as important as the flavor is the texture. You don't want a mushy banana. That's just an unpleasant experience.
So, you would know that as a person who delivers bananas.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, this is Leo Sun with Sun and Everything. Sun and Company signing off. Bye-bye.
Why isn't this podcast called